Thousands of young fish died last week at a hatchery in North Idaho. Samantha Wright reports an electrical problem is to blame.
A power drop at the Kooski National Fish Hatchery disabled the water recirculation system early Friday morning. The alarm system failed to sound, and the Clearwater Tribune reports 600,000 spring Chinook died as a result. The juvenile fish were about a month old. They hatched from eggs that came from Chinook that came back to Idaho last year. The hatchery is owned by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and run by the Nez Perce tribe. They're investigating why the alarm failed to notify workers of the problem. The tribe hopes to use surplus fish from other hatcheries on the Clearwater River to replace the lost fish. Another 650,000 spring Chinook smolts and 500,000 cohos were at the hatchery but survived. They will be released in a few weeks. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.